RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Welcome to the Power of Health Show. Dr. Jeffrey Burke here. I'm a naturopath, a master herbalist, and I'm your host here on the Power of Health. We're going to bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, and the individuals that are educating and bringing us the information that is relevant for today's world. This topic today is going to be something that's going to probably hit you a little heavy, but it's something we need to know. We're going to talk about our guts. We're going to talk about the connection between our guts, our body, and even the outside world. And it's going to be really, really interesting. My first guest today is going to be Natasha Trenev, a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of America's probiotic industry. As a developmental scientist whose family had been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. I've known Natasha forever and ever, and we've been working together for quite some time, and I've been following what she's done for this industry, and it has been amazing. Second guest, Joni Greggins, popular host of The Joni Greggins Show on KGO Radio for 25 years. The number one weekend health and fitness show is also known for her long-running TV exercise show, Morning Stretch. Joni works on 25 years of representing health and fitness in the media, made her one of the most trusted and respected sources for information today. Help me welcome my guest today. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Jeffrey. So wonderful to be on the show.
And good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. You know, today, kind of a little bit more in detail, we're going to start talking about our guts. You know, of course, we like to talk about our guts that kind of hangs over our belt because that's an issue we need to focus on. But what's going on the inside of our gut? When you think about the inside of the gut, Natasha, what's the first thing you think of?
Well, you should think of that there's 27 feet of your gut, and it's really the outside world facing inside your body. If you think that this is a long tube where all of this processing of food takes place, and it has to be done precisely so that we don't aggravate the immune system and that we are able to absorb in a timely fashion the nutrients associated with the food, because if the food doesn't move along quickly enough in our GI tract, then it gives room for the pathogens to start, you know, causing trouble on the GI wall. So this is what's so important for people to understand, that every bite of food that you take, every drink that you take, including water, introduces bacteria. So not only are we 100 trillion bacteria inside of our gut, we also have our immune system, which is 70 to 80% found in our GI tract. We have our second brain, 100 billion neurons strong. And we have all of our activities connected to the well-being of the body taking place inside that lining that's really the face of the outside world, allowing nutrients hopefully to get inside of our body and eliminating the toxins and the bad bacteria through our waste matter. Most people probably don't know that up to 40% of your dry weight fecal matter is bacteria. So you see, you are a processing warehouse of bacteria, and that state of bacteria, depending on the level of exercise and the diet you have, and if you have the right probiotic supplementation, really affects every aspect of your life, including correct aging, or I should say healthy aging.
You know, Joni, you work with people in all different facets of exercise, and you're a promoter for good health, both internally and externally, and what we put in our body and moving our body. I know one of your themes is get moving, you know, get up and get moving. Nothing's going to happen when we're sitting still. And, you know, how do you approach the idea of tying these things together, the inside as well as the exercise?
Well, you know, Natasha was talking about the GI tract, and we have so much information now, but a lot of times, the inability to lose weight is connected to, again, unhealthy bacteria in the GI tract. I try to keep it simple, but I try to explain to people I work with that, you know, we've talked about the gateway to health. Well, it starts with the healthy gut. And you'll see people that say, well, I'm doing this and this. I say, what are you putting into your body? Mm-hmm. First of all, you have to have gut health. And, again, clean food, as we say, and taking a good probiotic, Because if you don't have a healthy ecosystem, it doesn't matter even how much exercise you do. You're not going to be able to lose the weight. Now, once, again, you start having a clean diet, taking your probiotic, it starts with moving. And, you know, it's so interesting. Everything is now looking at how sedentary we are, and that I was so amazed that sedentary behavior is the fourth leading cause of death. What? Because we're sitting so much. So now it's really focusing not only on, let's say you have a walking program and you're doing something, but when you're at, let's say you're at a desk all day, maybe you say, I'm going to stand every 20 minutes and do something. Or maybe you have a desk, again, where you can stand or have a cycle. But we're really going to have to learn to think of ways to move more in the day. Because even if you're exercising for a half hour, if you're sitting for 8, it's going to undo that, because our bodies are meant to move. So it's healthy diet, healthy ecosystem, and moving.
You know, Natasha, when we start talking about guts and the inside of our gut, it's not uncommon to find today on every single drugstore shelf out there products that are made for helping with the symptoms that most people are annoyed by, be it gas and bloating and heartburn and indigestion and dyspepsia and all these things, things that people are dealing with every single day. But, of course, we're annoyed by the symptoms. And rather than thinking about how we got there and how not to go there again, all we're thinking about is how do we get rid of the feeling. It's frustrating.
You know what, Jeff? Let me give you a simple explanation of what the digestion process really involves. In other words, a digestion starts in the mouth. So if you're rushing and not sitting there enjoying the morsels of your food and chewing them at least 10 times to help your stomach digest when it goes down your esophagus into your stomach. And then, you know, the acid in the stomach is supposed to break down the protein and also protect the GI tract from the microbes that you've now ingested with the food or the a liquid that you've consumed with your meal. And people don't understand when they take an antacid or a proton pump inhibitor or an H2 blocker, they're stopping the production of acid, which may temporarily get rid of the symptom of acid indigestion. But what is that acid indigestion involved? It involves stopping the digestion of proteins. And proteins need to be broken down into amino acids and peptides so that our body can rebuild its mammalian cellular structure. Without the absorption of peptides and amino acids, our bodies cannot rebuild the cells that are dying on a daily basis. So every time you take a quick fix to stop acid indigestion, think about the consequences. And, of course, you know that consequence is that you're dumping undigested food into your small intestine, where now the rest of your digestive process needs to take place, but now you have a feeding frenzy of the bacteria attacking the undigested portion of the food that was now just dumped from your stomach. And that, you know, feeding frenzy will produce chemical byproducts that will cause, you know, the production of gas and bloat. You know, it's as simple as that the gas is produced by this undigested food matter that becomes the direct food for the bacteria. And believe me, it's not the so-friendly bacteria that's causing that smelly gas and making you look like the Goodyear blimp. So now we take, you know, more drugs to get rid of the gas and the bloat, but we're not addressing the real problem that we have just failed to digest our food because we've eaten the wrong foods and we have not supported what I call optimal digestion by taking, you know, ingesting the right food and the right probiotic supplementation. Now, the whole process in the small intestine is to make sure that there's something called the transit time, that the food that we are digesting gets broken down into its chemical components and gets absorbed quickly inside, you know, our body through the intestinal wall. As that intestinal wall allows certain gates to be opened so that nutrients can get through, and they keep the gates tightly closed so that pathogens and the byproducts of pathogens such as toxins and other unfriendly substances don't get into our bloodstream, and that the bacteria don't get a free ride into our organ such as our liver. So you see, it's very important not how we digest, but also how quickly we move that digested food matter through the intestines so that we eliminate at least once a day, have a healthy elimination, and diet and exercise and probiotics are all uniquely bound together to make sure that that transit time and that facilitation of the proper digestion and absorption of things into our intestinal wall takes place on a timely basis without aggravating our immune system and our second brain, which is found in our GI tract.
You know, Joni, you're an advocate of the healthy trinity, if you will, the healthy three, the diet,
yes,
and exercise and probiotics. Is it hard for you to bring these three factors together with the people that you do work with, or do they get it? Does it take a while to click, or do they have to feel the difference for them to really come on board?
I think that, again, the whole concept at first to some people, you know, about how important your gut is and all of the microorganisms and all that. But when you talk to people about wanting to get healthy and they're really determined, and you sort of go through, you know, the whole thing, like I said, you are what you eat and how important it is. Everything starts with the gut. And I always say, look it, let's start with, we'll start easy. And sometimes it means going shopping with people and saying, okay, these are the kind of things you want to have, clean food. You want to get the right probiotic, which to me is Natron. And again, you want to keep moving. If people understand all the junk that's out there that they put into their body, or even when they think, you know, that they're helping themselves, if you start with the right diet, the right probiotic, and moving, they notice within 2 or 3 weeks, oh, my gosh, I really feel good. I have energy even to want to exercise. So it really is committing to 3 to 4 weeks and saying, you know what, this does make a difference, because it's a huge difference. And we're so overloaded with all these foods that are called healthy foods or healthy probiotics that aren't anything but just the opposite. So it really is the challenge. And I always make the challenge, give me 3 weeks to a month and I can change you.
You know, Natasha, as Joni was talking, you know, it just seems like this is such a combination of focus. And, you know, I think we have in our world today learned how to look toward the idea of a quick fix and a pill for this and a pill for that, and whether it be in the pharmacy or the drugstore or even sometimes in the health food store. And we have to realize that, you know, we didn't get in this situation of ill health overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight, but we have to apply ourselves and realize that with a little work, we can make dramatic differences once we get the big picture and we have those, well, aha moments, if you will.
Well, absolutely, Jeffrey. I think what we're failing to understand is that in the 1950s, without any scientific evidence, because of President Eisenhower's heart attack, we were given a high-grain, low-fat diet. And, you know, those of us who have been in the industry forever have talked about that, you know, that too many simple sugars and simple carbohydrates not only are bad for our health, but they actually change the composition of the gut microbes that control how we utilize our food, whether we fuel our body or just feed our body. And we now know that because of this dietary recommendation that is still ingrained in American society that fats are bad and that grains are good, we see the complete change of the composition of this gut microbiota. And what it does is that these processed foods that we're so addicted to is not just a psychological addiction. It becomes a physiological addiction, because the microbes are now that start to dominate your ecosystem in your gut, they are now helping to produce hormones and other chemicals that, believe it or not, are actually making you crave the bad foods for your health. And it really takes a lot of work. You know, anybody who's trying to give you a simplistic diet to just count calories or, you know, just start an exercise program without helping the individual understand what the physiological changes need to be made in order for you to have a lifetime of change to enjoy good health is really putting you on a path that's what I call a dead-end street. And that's why we've had well over 60 years of diet programs that people go on these diets, they lose the weight, but right when they go back to their old lifestyle, they not only regain the weight that they lost, but now they have more weight that they have to lose. So I think it's a commitment to starting off with a simple dietary changes, and I'm definitely in favor of healthy fats such as avocado and extra virgin olive oil. eating fresh foods that you prepare by yourself, and that you get yourself off of these foods that are not only causing your body to gain the metabolic syndrome, but also causing a change in your microflora, which is even more deadly because it would lead to a path of disease. And I just want to take a moment to quote from the World Journal of Gastroenterology, a recent abstract, where they talk about that many studies have revealed that the microbes in our gut, bacteria, viruses, and fungi, are associated with various levels of human disease. And they give you examples, such as metabolic disease, and we know what the metabolic syndrome is, allergies, gastroenterological diseases, and, believe it or not, liver disease. This is something that's come about recently, and I've been talking about this at least for 30 years, that the gut microbes in your large intestine definitely affect the health of your liver. And now, thanks to new science, we see that the portal vein that's attached to our GI tract and that empties into our liver actually transport microbes and their metabolites, meaning byproducts of their interaction with the food and the other things that we have in our gut, goes right into the liver. And lo and behold, what has this created now? They talk about not just the brain-gut axis, but they talk about the liver-gut axis and why it's so important for us to understand. Because believe me, livers are hard to find, and they're hard to resuscitate once you get them really toxic and non-functioning. So what is this pathology of the liver disease, especially when you don't consume alcohol and you get this fatty liver disease because you've changed the gut microbiota in your GI tract, and now toxins and unwanted bacteria are dumping into your liver. And then now they finally woke up and say, hey, these microbes play a significant role in the development of alcoholic liver disease and, cancer of the liver. So you see, it doesn't take rocket science. You just have to understand your body a little bit better than you understand your iPhone, and you could be doing a lot of good for yourself.
You know, Joni, we've been in this industry a long time, all of us, and, there was a time when there was definitely a separation of health problems, related to age. That we would all kind of get through our 30s and 40s and sometimes even into our 50s, and from there on in, you would see the geriatric diseases of digestion and health and all those kind of things. It's really funny that it's actually trickled down, and now your program addresses everybody because there is no barrier anymore. Everybody is in the same contest to put ourselves together and get healthier at a younger age because we have to now.
We have to, and really sometimes it's very sad when you see young people that are more unhealthy, let's say, than their grandmother, who might be in her 60s, been taking care of herself and eating right and all that. I mean, it really can be a problem. I think there's some things that help, which is the new dietary guidelines, which are at least better than they have been in the past. At least they have some sugar limit, and they leave cholesterol out altogether. Mm-hmm. But they're really trying to focus more on eating a balance of food and a variety of food. Finally, we're saying something about artificial sweeteners are not good. And again, getting real food. But it's a problem from, I think, very young as you go up. And it's very distressing to see young kids that are already obese because of the diet that they're consuming, which is mainly sugar. Again, going back to a healthy gut.
That's where it all starts. I want to thank both of my guests today. We'll be back with another show. The next show we'll be back with, we'll be talking about the gut, the gateway to your health, which will be a great topic. Of course, today I want to say thank you to my wonderful guest, Natasha Trenev, here today. I also want to say thank you to Joni Greggins. Remember, this show is all about your health. You want to make sure you go to Radio MD and check out the Power to Health page. Of course, you definitely do want to make sure that you tune in as often as you possibly can. Don't forget to go to www.natron.com and remember to tune in for our next show.